Listen, you wouldn't have even seen anything had you just kept out. I knew I gave you a key, but you also invaded my privacy. You had no idea what I was doing in this basement. You thought it was a surprise for you? Well, you thought wrong. Remember what I said? It won't matter what happens to you if you go against me. Do you really want to test that? Because I don't think you're the person who should even be trying something like that, considering I know every single part of that fragile little body of yours. Every single pressure point. Every single sensitive spot. What? Sick? Are you insane? I'm your girlfriend. And I only really want what's best for you. There is just one teensy weensy itty bitsy small problem. I can't let you leave no matter what, now that you've seen my basement. And my secret. Why? Because what if you go and tell someone? And they come back and they find evidence. Then my entire life is ruined. You know what? At that point, I might as well say you were an accomplice. How did I carry all of these heavy, heavy bodies all down here by myself? Yes, I will drag you into my mayhem. Gladly, even. That's what you deserve, anyway. After disobeying me. From now on, you'll listen to me. What? No? Really? You're joking, right? There's no way you're serious about ignoring me. What are you gonna do? Call the cops? Oh, really? Yeah, I see a phone in your hand. However, with the speed of lightning, she stuck you with a syringe. I want to see you even try and dial 911. Honestly, I hope I can hold myself back from dismembering you. Even though your body would be really nice to experiment with. I've already done everything I needed to do when you slept. You didn't even notice because you'd be sleeping for over a day. Syringe pass out, syringe pass out, syringe pass out. Oh, you were clueless. Very clueless. The entire time you're trying to dial 911, your fingers fumbling, and you fail. Next thing you know is your phone falls out of your hands. Desperately, you try reaching for it. But you slip on a step into Kita's arms. There you go. Good little dog. Hopefully when you wake up, you'll understand the importance of listening. To your master, of course. I think we should play a new game. How long can you hold out? Should I torture you? Should I see how many things I can fit up? I'm just teasing. No? You've fallen asleep already. Silly goose. I really hope you understand your warning when it comes to messing with me. You shouldn't go against me. You shouldn't have. I loved you so much. I didn't want you to become another pet. You felt cold. You found you couldn't move after a few attempts to nudge your own body. Trying to talk, nothing came but a murmur. Oh, baby, are you finally awake? Don't try to talk or move. You'll only hurt yourself. Just then, you knocked out again. Unable to fight the feeling. A feeling of trying to wake up. You just fell asleep. Opening your eyes, after a while, you could tell that you were in a cage-like cell. Looking all around you, all you could think is, how did I get here? None of it made sense to you. It's like you had a sense of amnesia. Still, your eyes closed once more, and you fell back into a deep slumber. Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. Come back to me.
Good morning, baby. You scared me. You were moving around so much. I didn't know what to think. Is everything okay? Did you have a bad dream? Huh? The basement? What's in the basement, sweetie? Oh, okay. Do you mind if I go with you? I'm a little worried right now. Okay, baby.
Both of you walked to the basement door. You looked at her, staring at her. It felt too real to be a dream. Opening the door, you saw nothing.
There was no blood. No people on a bed. Nothing. No evidence whatsoever.
What? What happened? You walked into the basement. Instead of what was there in the basement before, there were just so many boxes. Many, many boxes. It looked like your grandma's attic. You knew you weren't crazy, so you searched more.
Baby, are you okay? Did you want to look through some of your mom's stuff? She wanted to move everything inside of our basement a while back, a few years ago, I think.
You ignored her, kept going into the basement. The floor was tightly packed with boxes. You lifted a box up. There was nothing in it. You lifted another, and another. Nothing. 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 Another. Something. It rattled. You shook it again. And again. You opened it. And inside, there were so many syringes. You looked at the area where you had picked it up from. And there was a table with blood splotches. Box filled with syringes and doctor's tools. You had just realized it, but suddenly you were shot in the leg. Quickly, you fell to the floor.
Nice legs you have. It's a shame you're gonna lose them. Shot you? Seriously, don't worry about it. You'll be completely fine. If you keep crying like that, you're going to make me actually want to kill you. No, what I have right now are just a bunch of tranquilizers. I can put you to sleep as much as I'd like, but I prefer to just keep you with me for an eternity until I die. It's not like you have any family. The only people who'll be worrying about you are the people at work. And really, do you think they'll care? The most you'll get is a fired. My love, I wish you never looked there and just lived with reality. Do you think it'll be fun losing your legs just because you couldn't stay out of my chambers? No, you don't want to lose them? How will you make up for it? By begging with your life? Come on. Accept that this is your reality from now on. I don't think. No. I don't want to play these games with you anymore. The only thing I can really do is keep you on a leash. Caged up. And sedated any time I wish to have my way with you. Now, I want you to beg. Beg for me not to cut off those precious legs of yours for misbehaving. Come on. You're a good boy. Bark for me, even. All right, fine. You're too cute when you do that. The tranquilizer should be setting in now, since I shot you in the leg. I'll see you when you wake up, my love. Good night.